Saturday morning, we began the day with a team building exercise, and I think team building is the virtual foundation for successful social justice. Team building, team building, team building. We followed that with the presentation of the discussions of the characteristics of a successful congregational social justice ministry. Several of them we noted are evident in your congregation's social justice program. The first was the goal of 20% of your active adults in the congregation have been actively engaged in working groups or special projects. Your participation in a wide range of community coalitions, such as the Grand State Organizing Project. Another significant characteristic of a successful social justice congregation is that social justice is integrated into the life of the congregation, into worship, a religious education, and the caring community aspects of your congregational life. While it should not be expected that everyone be active in social action, neither should social action be relegated to the fringes. It appears that is not that is anything but the case here in your national congregation. Another very important characteristic of successful social justice congregations is that the social justice program be well balanced, thereby offering a multiplicity of access points to maximize opportunities for participation and multiplying the potential impact. This can be done by utilizing each of the various modes of social action: community service, education, public policy advocacy, public witness, community organizing, and transforming action. A handout is available defining these modes and identifying the strengths and weaknesses of each. It seems to those present that this church has had marked success incorporating each of these six modes, but may profit from being more intentional and balanced. You will see and hear more in the weeks to come how these modes are being incorporated into future social action planning. Saturday afternoon, that's when we did all of the work, a lot of the work. The participants divided into groups to address areas of desired improvement, and I will list those here. First, ways to increase the effectiveness of your public policy advocacy and publicity about social justice projects within the congregation and the wider community. Second, a process to enable the congregation membership at large to be involved in selecting social justice priorities. Third, strategies to increase involvement in social action across the generations and intentionally developing more access points by offering a wider variety of the six modes of social action. And the fourth, selecting issues. How to choose an issue. How do we align our efforts with current groups and integrate action issues into congregational life? I am also pleased to report that this was not just a weekend of talk and reflection, but one which has already led to planning and commitments to follow up. The participants plan to meet again on April 9th to develop recommendations and proposals to be brought back to the appropriate bodies in this congregation. It was our pleasure to have worked this weekend with such a committed and talented group. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts. They are who they are because of you, a supportive congregation. We have every confidence, Charlie and I, as we head back home, that the seeds planted this weekend will bear much fruit in the years to come. We look forward to your sharing your progress with us and to assisting you further if we need to. Thank you for letting us share this process with you. And we wish that we could be with you more, but all good things.